Oh, I gotta plug in.
Hello.
Assalamu
Alaikum assalam. How are you?
alaikum. Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's our last call.
I know. We're gonna miss you every Monday.
I'm gonna miss you guys.
Yeah.
Wanted to share, I was on the right link.
Yeah. Finally, my computer is working, so I'm gonna go there. Okay, I'm gonna disconnect this one.
Okay. Morning,
Okay.
Clara.
Namaste.
Hello. I think we're
Assalamu
recording. I don't know if we want to. Morning, Deborah. Good morning, Zenobia, Bonnie, Bristow.
alaikum. Assalamu
Salam.
Finishing my punch.
Okay. Well, then you might want to put yourself on mute a little bit. On the audio, anyway. Yeah. Oh, parting is such sweet sorrow. Okay. Well, here we go. So, hello, everybody. This is the group call for June 10th. And I advertised it as celebrate, launch, next steps, beautify, beautify, beautify. Good morning, Maria. No coffee? Oh, there you go. So yeah, so this is the time to really wrap up. I'll be doing like a little review, and then I'm going to do a really sacred Sufi protocol for opening up what your next steps are, and brings in a lot of help on the inner, which I'll explain a little bit later. But for right now, I invite everybody to take a couple of deep breaths, sit back, relax, let go of the day that already happened. All that's left to happen this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow. Just letting it all go for now, turning from the outside to the inside. This whole journey has been an inside journey of soul purpose acceleration of the soul. And the soul is 70,000 times bigger, and it's accessed through the heart, through the many dimensions and realities inside the heart, the heavens inside the heart. So I invite us to just take a couple of breaths. It's like in through the nose and out through the mouth, letting go of everything so that we can fully receive in this next hour, hour and a half. And again, in through the nose. And out through the mouth, letting go of everything. It'll be there. Bowing our heads to our heart, feeling our bellies, opening our crown to the heavens. Growing a grounding cord, either out of the soles of your feet, opening the soles of your feet, feeling your legs, and growing a grounding cord right into the center of the earth, to Mother Earth. And as you begin to breathe normally, I invite you to let your breath massage the center of your chest inside, connecting to the chalice, the cup of your heart, which is the fulcrum for the above and the below. As we're connected to Mother Earth and to the heavens above, bringing heaven to earth inside our own beings. Fully human, fully alive, fully spirit. And just let the sound codes of this prayer, the opening prayer, it's the opener. Any secrets in this? Just allow it to open up all your energy centers to take you even more deeply inside your heart. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah rahman rahim. Alhamdulillah ya rabbi alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. Ameen. And my beloved Mother, Father, Spirit, God, all that is, the one that breathes us and beats our heart, I ask you please to open our hearts wide and our souls and our spirits to receive all the blessings that you have for us today together as we join in one, as one hand, one heart, one spirit. Knowing that the group of us coming together with a purpose exponentially opens to quantum help as we help each other. And as we call in all the angels that guide us, asking the divine to send in all the nearby angels to fill our homes, our house, our room where we are, our neighborhood, our community, our family. Calling in all the healing angels, the nearby angels, the protecting angels, your guides. Also asking for the help of all the holy prophets, saints, and holy ones that have come to this earth before, and all the religions that came to help and are helping us now in the inner, because we are the ones to carry the message of love, peace, justice, beauty, mercy, and peace. In all the divine names, to become the divine representative of God on this earth. So asking for the help, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. There's no God but God. And Jesus Rasulullah, Abraham Rasulullah, Moses Rasulullah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Mary Mother of Isa Rasulullah, all the holy women and all the holy prophets and saints. We ask for your help to send the light. So just breathing, opening to the light that comes in. We ask, it receives, it responds. God is the most responsive. Amujib, Amujib, Amujib. The divine is nearer than hands and feet and closer than our jugular vein. Al-Qarib, the most near. Wow, so just feeling our hearts, just be with whatever is. And I'm hoping some people will share today, maybe anything that they, any insights or transformations that will help others, and maybe share maybe one of their favorite divine names that have worked for them, or anything you want to share, or any last minute questions. And then the last 30 minutes of the call, we'll be going to do a sacred Sufi protocol. It's called a personal opening protocol, where we're going to set your intention for what you want to open for you. It's not for your family, for the world, for your kids. It's for you. And I've seen miracles happen with this protocol. So, but first, let's just kind of do a little wrap up and a review of at least what we've been doing on our group calls. So, and just a reminder of some of the divine names that we worked on. So just kind of remember which ones really lit up for you, which ones helped you. Because this isn't a one and done. I've given you enough. I hope that you can use this forever and ever. Whenever you need something, you know, you can pull out one of the recordings or one of the MP3s, as a reminder, because this does work. So week one, we did what's in the way was in the way. And we used, just as a reminder, the divine code name Yawasia, the all-embracing, the all-enveloping. And to remember that whatever is coming up, like whatever is in the way, meaning any resistance, any anger, anything that's not like happy, that you make space for it. So you don't resist the resistance. It's like, okay, what's in the way is in the way. What is it right now? Maybe anger, maybe depression, maybe anxiety, whatever it is. And then you be with that, because emotions are our friend. And it's just a clue. Our body is letting us know something needs to be healed or looked at. So we take that and then we just bring in Yawasia and we make space for it. So we can be with the anger and we can be with the divine at the same time. So we don't have to get caught in the whatever it is. So it's just like, oh, okay, it's here. I'm really angry. Blank, blank, blank. And then, okay, yeah, was here. Let's make space for it. Why am I angry? And as it says in Course in Miracles, we're never angry for the reason we think. So if we're really triggered, it's an opportunity to heal. And remembering what in the Sufi way, everything is for us and from us. We're the only ones here. It's like we're the divine representative. So whatever in there, so we're each moment, we're being asked to return. You know, the divine is saying, am I not your Lord sustainer? Do I not breathe you? Do not beat your heart, return. And so if anything's in the way, it is the way to return. So that's Awasia. And we also used, I think a few times we used Yahalim, of course, my favorite because I'm Halima. And Halim is very good for anger, by the way. And it's the quality of clemency. So the Halim, Yahalim is get out of jail free. And we're not held accountable for decisions, vows, DNA, ancestral. It's a way to just clean and release all the not us. So Yahalim was a good quality. We use that on the day 1-2 to clear from the past. It's a good one just to clear from the past or any inner child work. If you've had any trauma or inner child work, Yahalim, sometimes our inner child or a little child made a vow or decision like, I'm never going to get married. I'll never let him see me cry. I'm never going to be loved, or, you know, they made things that actually stick with us. But you can bring in Yahalim, and Yahalim will release it because you don't need that anymore. It was totally appropriate at the time, but you don't need it anymore. You know, it was a way to survive the unsurvivable of not getting the love. So it's a healing quality, and each of the qualities carries love, mercy, peace. And so it's, you can always use them to clean and clear and purify. And you can also use them to beautify and receive and fill from them. So each quality has two sides, just as a wrap up, remember. Week 2, we talked about shining your light, finding your voice. And we worked with two divine names, Al-Aziz, which is the strength, and Al-Aziz is good for the spine to help us stand in the truth of who we are. Al-Aziz is also good for keeping a strong light in front of us to keep the way clear and straight. Many secrets in Al-Aziz. And we also worked with Yamut Ali that opens up our capabilities, opens up our voice, open up our capability. Yamut Ali is a nice one as well. Then week 3, we worked with 3 divine codes, and one of them is always a master code, Yafatah. So Yafatah releases any self-sabotage, doubt, worry, anxiety. Yafatah, so it clears, and then Yafatah opens. Yafatah is the opener, so it opens us. So Yafatah, opening. And then we worked on Yaba'ith, the awakener. It awakens up a higher consciousness and awakens us to, you know, whatever we're needing, Yaba'ith. And then we use Yawahab, the bestower. God bestows upon us our gifts, our joy, our enthusiasm, our capabilities. God is constantly bestowing blessings to us. We just have to open our chalice, open our cup to receive. Yawahab. And we'll be working with this quality later, as well as one of the protocol qualities. And just as a reminder, when you're using the divine codes, it's the vowel sounds that you really want to let it go into your deep heart and soul. So we're not just saying Wahab, 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 Wahab. It's like Wahab. And we're just letting it vibrate in our chest. And then last week, one of my 2 favorite, we talked about guidance. And we used Ya'alim, A-L-E-E-M is how it's pronounced. Ya'alim is the all-knowing. So it's a great way to get knowing. It opens the 3rd eye. Ya'alim. Anything you want to know something, you sit with it in your heart. and receive the knowing. And then we worked with Yahak, Hak, which is the truth, the divine truth. It's also, there's actually no definition for this. It, you know, it means divine truth, but it also is one of the divine names of the divine that's really not translatable. And so this has been really magical for a lot of people, and if people would like to share, I would love to hear it from them. But this Hak is something that we chant in our upper heart to open the seven heavens. And it takes us into that place behind the thymus where we're really surrendered, and opens up to a quiet night sky, and opens up to the seven heavens inside us and that higher dimensions. So there's many, many secrets in this one. And this is the one of the names that we can use without the ya or the al. So you can just be saying, yeah, hak, 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 hak. And it brings in a clear, amazing white, pure light. And for some people it's white and gold, but for many people it's just this beautiful white, clean light. And it illuminates anything that's not in alignment with it. So again, if you're wanting, say you worked with Aleem. I think we worked with Aleem and we got an answer maybe to a question or something we wanted guidance on. And then we brought in Yahak, and Yahak will say, is that really the guidance or is there something else? So Yahak, or you can ask in guidance, maybe there's two answers. You can put yes and a no in each hand and then bring Yahak to it and it will illuminate, is it the yes or the no? So that's that. So it's been my honor and privilege to share all these divine codes with you. You know, everybody, it's been very sincere and beautiful and walked. And I really invite you to use these. You know, it's a good complement to any spiritual program you're already in. And if anybody's wanting to walk in the Sufi way, I would be glad to talk to you about that offline, of course. And you're welcome to book a 15-minute free strategy session. So if there's anything, you know, that you want to say, don't want to say publicly, just book one of those 15-minute calls. And I'm happy to chat. So now I would like just to open up the floor and just want to, if there's anything you'd like to share from your heart, soul, any piece that you'd like to share with others that you got, any jewel that might help other people or would help solidify it in you. Sometimes when we share it out loud, there's a way that it just sit, you know, integrates more deeply for you. So the floor is open. And you don't have to, but I would love it if you'd want to, if it feels right to you. And so you just have to raise your hand, right?
Yes, you can raise your hand or unmute yourself.
And if you'd like to say thank you to Deborah Mastora for helping us. She's been amazing, keeping us straight in all the chat box and keeping the notes clear. Yay!
Thank you, Halima. Yay. It's been a pleasure. And we have unmuted Zenobia Gray, a.k.a. Bonnie.
Hi, Zenobia. Bonnie Bristow.
Zenobia? Is that me?
Yep.
I got that. It has been such a beautiful, powerful catalyst for other things that I had needed to have happen. So it's just been a perfect complement to the section I was traveling.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was something to which I could return and just feel very comfortable and grounded with, because I'm familiar with the names, but I didn't have the kind of like softness and appreciation, the feminine side of it so much before, as well as the strength, you know, I mean, the good balance. So yeah, a lot of things happen. I'm getting health challenges and I don't have a legal situation that I just finally handed over. So yeah, it's been great. And then I got other things to move on to. So we'll see what happens in the hand analysis. I sent you a little note. I don't know if you got that.
Yes, I answered you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, look forward to that. So that's good. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. And yes, it is a receiving. That's the divine feminine. And so, you know, I've talked to people that have grew up, you know, with these names and they say them, but they didn't know they were supposed to receive them, that there's actually a light that comes in. So it's been beautiful just to, yes, to really receive. And each of the divine names has a different light and a different, right, many, many meanings to each name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, it's just to
beating ourselves
up. Remember to receive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Know, yeah.
Resistance, but this is like.
Yeah. So it's really a filling. Yeah. And to remember, you know, the women carry the love. We carry it automatically. And so it's just a reminding and a remembering to fill our cup so that we taste it consciously. Yeah. Feel it. So thank you. It's been a joy to have you. And I look forward to reading your hands. As soon as I get your handprints, we'll book it right away. Okay. So thank you. And thank you for fully participating.
It was like a magnet. You know, once Aram said, you can't not do this. I said, okay.
She says it to all the ones.
I was being dragged along at first, and now it's like I'm
you're here.
I'm like, you know.
Yeah. Your soul knows. Your soul knows. Our head doesn't know, but our soul knows.
This is the point.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. So thank you. So it looks like somebody's writing something in here.
Would you like me to read it?
If you don't mind.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. So it says, this is from Harshi.
Uh-huh.
The program brought me so much peace. Every time I listen to Mary, I feel the connection to the divine. I feel I finally have the tools to get to that place inside where I am at peace. I am so very grateful, Mary. And my favorite would be Ya Aziz, worked miracles for my daughter with her self-esteem.
Woohoo! Yeah,
Aziz is great for self-esteem.
Yeah, Aziz, beautiful. Yeah, Aziz, good reminder. Yeah, each quality has so many blessings, jewels to it. Oh, thank you. And that makes my heart warm to know that a young girl can be helped with this. Aw, wish I had this at 12. Still getting it. Still working on it. So thank you, Harshi. Thank you. It's been a pleasure to have you in the program and your daughter too. May you be blessed both greatly. Thanks.
Thank you, Mary. Just lots of light, and I can feel shedding.
Uh-huh.
And just more expansion, but not even the expansion. Like I'm being filled with like peace. Just being filled with peace and I think softness and understanding and like what Zenobia, who is not Zenobia, said. I think the connection, being connected more to the feminine side, because I could just feel this side expanding, the masculine side holding versus the masculine side being like, what? And the side trying to like, no, pull it. So that, yeah. And all the qualities, I just bring them all in. But lately I've been using the Wasia and
beautiful.
That's what just keeps coming. I allow what needs to come through to come to me, and that's what I've been using.
Beautiful. Right. So yeah, once you know the names, your soul will just start chanting them, and you'll go, look at what I'm doing. Yeah.
Do it. And I've been doing it, like you said, just say it. So I'll just be doing something, I'll be saying, just huck, and nor. And
yeah.
Somebody was saying, one time somebody said, well, that's not praying. But I'm like, but when you're not thinking of it, when you're doing something, it's not because you're not thinking of it. You're still bringing that awareness in it. So I'm like, yes, that's still considered praying to me, because I could feel I could feel that energy of the qualities. So right. I don't believe that that piece is true.
It is a prayer because you're actually talking to the divine inside you.
I'm saying it like out loud, not like screaming it, but I am saying it. So I'm like, if I could feel a connection, then how could that piece be true?
Right, right. Yeah, well, there's different, people have different ideas of what prayer is, but when you're actually having a conversation with the divine, it's like you're calling on the Hawk and the Hawk is responding. And it's a two-way conversation.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's and beautiful. It's a rewiring and a healing and a, you know, so many things that we don't even know. And with the Wasia, it's an embracing and it's like you're calling and it's a divine connection with the beloved. You know, it's not, you know, sometimes prayer is we're asking and begging for something, and other times we're in gratitude and that's a prayer too.
Yeah.
And just to feel the light and just remembering the oneness. Yeah, that's beautiful.
One or two days I've been working out in the yard because we've had some bad weather that kind of things up. And as I would be saying the qualities, the birds would just like be singing. And then I'd turn around and there'd be like a couple of squirrels, not near me, but close enough, just looking at me. And I'm like,
they get it.
I thought it was interesting.
So wow, that's beautiful.
I was like, it's not what whoever it was said to me. I says, that's not true. I says, that's proof to me that they even sense that. So
yeah, the animals love it. And especially people, when you're doing the healing, you notice that animals, the cats, the dogs, they come right there. They'll just sit on your lap and like, oh, give me some of this light. Yes. So yeah, it's perfect. Oh, and that's beautiful.
What she said with your voice is just soothing. And I love that comical piece about you. It's just so, there's just such love in that, all of it.
Alhamdulillah.
You and Deborah, the same.
Yep. And I love seeing you belly dance, by the way.
Yeah, that's
Maria performed belly dance to talk about the divine feminine. Oh, baby. Yeah. I saw it on Facebook. If you want to post it on our Sufi Acceleration private Facebook page, we'd love to see it.
I put one or two pictures up. It was too funny. It was like, I felt calm and then I kind of stared at my daughter and it was like, I went total blank. My knees started shaking. I'm like, what just happened to me? And then, anyway, I still did it where I didn't think I could do it.
All right.
Yeah, belly dancing, but the dance was about breaking free. And I said, yes, that's like the perfect. And the more it's been coming around, in particular with doing this.
Beautiful.
Now I'll shut up and let somebody else speak.
That's beautiful. Thank you. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to share a favorite divine name or anything or have a question or? Anything they want to celebrate? Anything they want to share? Any feedback? They can type it in the chat room or you can raise your hand and there's no requirement that you speak, but we'd love to hear from you. Some people we haven't heard from at all. That's okay. I'm usually one of those people in the back row. Elizabeth Green wants to belly dance now, so. Yeah, Maria, if you put it on our Accelerate Your Soul Purpose Facebook group, that would be great so we can see.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
I have two things to say.
Who's this?
Mihar.
Hi, Mihar.
Just before the Ramadan Eid, 2 days before, my niece called me and said, her mother-in-law accidentally dropped boiling water on her. So she said, give me something to pray. And I'm like, oh my God, what should I do? So I sat down and I said, okay, ya haq. And ya bait came for her, B-A-I-T-H.
Yeah, bait, yeah.
Bait. So I told her, go baby, go do the wudu and sit down and read, see what comes. Oh my God, it was amazing. She was panicking about the money, about the hospital and all that stuff, because she's already in the wheelchair. And it helped. It did not reach the bone like the doctor was saying that they will have to, you know, do this and that. So yeah, that was powerful for her.
Wow.
Very powerful, yeah. And for me, it's Yahak.
Yeah.
For me, all his name is beautiful, but Yahak connects, like Maria said. Yeah, it is just beautiful, you know, when you are lost, which I am these days. I have a lot going on in my life. So all I say, and I just leave everything to Allah, and then I say, Yahak, Yahak. So I'm all clear, like slowly, boom, boom, the waves all goes down, and I'm like in peace.
Beautiful. So,
alhamdulillah, thank you for that, and this is the truth. And my niece sent me a text saying thank you. Her husband called and said thank you. So thank you, Mary and Deborah, for doing all this for us, connecting and talking to us.
Yeah.
And Sufism has always been with me for the longest time since I was young, but never connected like I did with you.
Yeah, beautiful.
So jazakallahu khairan. Thank you so much, so much. I may call you upon that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Yeah. I mean, I've grown in love with all of you. And so it's 15 minutes, you know, just check in and we'll see what we do. Yeah. Thank you. That seems to be the biggest, everybody's that I've gotten feedback from either through the email or today has been really a deep peace for people. So that's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you all of y'all for being here, Bonnie, Maria. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Or stay here.
Don't
go anywhere. Okay. All right. Yeah, this is powerful. What we'll do the opening thing. So anybody else? I don't want to prolong it if nobody really wants to share, but any favorite qualities, anything you've learned from a quality? And also you see from Mehar that you can use it to help other people. You know, sit with Yahak or Ya'alim, ask for the guidance, and because it's not a logical thing. The divine names that are not logical. They're, you know, who would never think Ba'ith would be the one? But Allah knows, God knows. Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. Was my horse's hand. I looked and it looked like it was somebody else's.
Okay.
Sorry.
Somebody says, I love Yahak and Ya'aziz. They are the ones that comes up every day. It's so wonderful and calm and a lot of energy shifts. Beautiful. Beautiful. So what happened? Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. Yahak, Ya'aziz, both beautiful qualities. And, you know, eventually we get rewired with these divine names. And then we'll move on to some other name, some other quality. So you get wired with it and it's so beautiful. You can call on it and it's right there. Beautiful. Thank you, Suzanne.
And before that, Elizabeth says, I've loved these classes. Thank you. I'm still learning the names and how to use them.
Okay, good. The how is just do it. And the how is just remember to receive. To feel the vibe, you know, to put your hand on your upper chest and to feel the vibration as you're saying it. Because it's not for the head or the neck or the voice. It's the Aziz, Haq. And so you're feeling the vibration. And when we do this sacred protocol, the personal opening protocol with the names, hopefully you're going to really get wired to know how to receive them. And just to know whether you're conscious of it or not, they work, whether you're conscious of it or not. It's working on your soul. And you're getting to know your soul more. And just keeps on giving deeper and deeper. So thank you for that. Yeah, receiving, yep. Receiving is a good one for everybody. You know, we came in, a lot of us know how to give, but it's about receiving, allowing. It's our birthright. It's remembering the truth of who we are. And a rewiring back to releasing the not us, returning to the us as divine representatives of the divine on this earth. Malik al-Mulk, which was in the 30-day inspiration guide as a practice to do, to remember. Anybody else want to write or talk? Otherwise, we can just jump into the protocol. going on. I'll give it 30 seconds. If not, we'll go to the protocol. Okay. Alrighty then. Somebody, Bonnie, I start with Salam Haq Mahab. Beautiful.
Yes, and I'm sorry, I don't know if you saw the one, but before that, I was responding to another message. It said, yes, the receiving, it's been a theme for me lately, relearning what that feels like, the receiving.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was responding to for all of us. It's about receiving, allowing, sitting back, and relaxing, and just letting, it's not a doing, it's a being. And just receiving. That's the beauty of the sacred language, of the divine codes, of the alive light language. It's a light language. Everybody's talking about light languages. This is a light language. It's filled with light. And when you say it in that light language, it automatically responds because you're talking to the thing named. So that's the secret in it. It's not a doing. It's like you call. Like I could call Deborah, she'll answer, yes. It's like, because I'm calling her by her name. When you're calling the divine by one of its light language sacred names, it responds automatically. So that's the beauty of it. All right, well, I guess let us go into the personal opening protocol. And this has been passed down through Sufis, from Ibn Arabi, who was a Sufi saint. And he actually got it from a Sufi grandmother who was like a Sufi saint, woman saint. So there are Sufi saints that are women, and there are Sufi sheikhs, and there are, you know, there's going to be more of them on the planet right now because we're here. So there's men and women. We make no separation between the men and the women. So this has come down. And this particular protocol is a series of 12, which we're going to be chanting together, of 12 divine code names that has many secrets to it. But the point of it today is it's called the personal opening protocol. It's so we want to take a few minutes to just ask, what would you like to open next for you? So whether it's stepping into your purpose, if you'd like to open up to a source of income, if you'd like to open up to more peace, if you'd like to open up, to a service in the world, if you'd like to open up to a partnership, like a divine beloved relationship with a man or a woman, like a holy romantic relationship. So it's like, really, let's take a moment and we can use Ya Alim and Ya Haq. It's like, really, what do you want to open? Do you want to step more into your business? Do you want to step more into being seen, being heard? You know, each of us has a specific deep heart yearning. So it's not really like, I would like to open to a new car, although you can. It's really opening to your next spiritual opening, your next big thing, you know, like a one big thing. So let's just take a moment to really ask, what would you like to open for you? And I'm going to ask also for myself. So take a moment to really bow your head to your heart, really feel your heart, your soul, your spirit. Really feel that love coming in, that light, Ya Haq, Haq. Haq, Haq. Remember, the Haq illuminates the truth. What's your deepest, deepest yearning? If you could ask the divine for anything that you really, 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 really want, that's what I invite you to ask about, Ya Haq. Ya Haq, to complete yourself, to complete your walking, to know the divine more, to love yourself more. It's like, what is it? Ya Haq, 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 Haq. Sit back, relax. Hawk, 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 hawk. What's in your deep heart and soul? Hawk, hawk. For you, it's not for your family. It's not for the world peace. There's a different protocol for that. This is for you. How much do you love yourself to ask for your personal opening? Hawk, hawk, hawk. Just if anything comes up, like a yeah, but, or any pain, just yeah, was, yeah, make space for it and go deeper. Hawk, releasing in any I don't deserve it stuff. That's the darkness. Hawk, 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 hawk. Beautiful, a lot of light coming in now. Hawk, 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 hawk. Opening up your chest, opening up your soul, your heart space. Hawk, 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 hawk. And so you're just getting very clear, very precise, what one personal opening. Something big that you'd like to open in your life. Yahawk. Yahawk. And then I'll be giving you this protocol and you can do it again. It's for big things. It's not for the little guidance. It's for the big things you want to open. Out of the box. Hawk. 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 So today, right now, what would you like to open? You're just asking. You don't know the how. That's up to the divine and the angels and all the help there is through the protocol. You're just asking for what personal opening for you. Hawk, 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 hawk. Let the hawk illuminate deepest desire. Hawk. Hawk, 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 hawk. Opening your crown some more. Make sure you're grounded. Hawk, hawk. And if you have a piece of paper and pencil, you might want to write down what you're asking for. That's another helpful manifestation technique, just to write it down, ask, put it on a piece of paper. Hawk, 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 or text it to yourself on your phone. Hawk, hawk. Beautiful, so much light coming in. So just trust what you got. Don't try to overthink it. Like I said, you can use this. I'll be giving you a handout with the email, with the recording replay, so you can do it again. But for today, right now, trust what you get. There's so much light for whatever you're asking for. So I'm going to give you a brief overview of what we'll be doing. And you can chant it along with me. So just, you know, make sure the audio's off on everybody. And you can either choose to just let me transmit it to you, or you can chant along with me. And we're going to be doing, oh, believe me, it goes fast. It seems like a lot, but I'm going to do the counting. And we're going to do 100 of each of these 12 divine names. And the first six names are actually for the physical body. So in many spiritual paths, they talk about the tree of life and that we're, each of us is actually a divine tree, either from the east or the west. And it's a combination of our physical and our spiritual self. And the first six divine names will just be opening up your trunk of your tree, your physical body, and bringing in and infusing sort of the trunk of your tree with these six divine names. And then the second half will be then doing another different six divine names, 100 each. And what it does is that it takes whatever you intended to and it connects you on the inner. It's like all the angels and all your guides and all the help there is from the divine takes your branches into the inner world. So the branches are going into the world outside. The branches are taking roots, are going in to the inner planes. And whether you're conscious of it or not, it's connecting you to all the people, places, and things that are needed for what you asked for. So it's doing the work for you. So it's a beautiful, again, it's about receiving. So people, I've done this with people and they've had amazing things. Somebody asked for personal intention of wanting a place to live. She just couldn't stand where she was living anymore. And when she ended the call with doing this, she got an email and an offer of a beautiful place to stay in a beautiful, in which was free. She was actually going to get paid to stay there in a beautiful nature setting was what her soul was asking for. Another person was just asking for a healing. And during the protocol, she got an insight of the core misbelief that was holding her back and it just got healed and she got rewired and it's like she's been changed ever since. It was just like a real healing. So just trust that whatever you ask for, this is going to help your physical body to be able to receive. And it's also going to also automatically connect you in the inner worlds to what it is that you're asking for. It may happen immediately today and happen next week. It may happen tomorrow, tonight, but just trust that it does work. And if anybody would like to share it with us later, you know, after, I'd love to get an email just so you can, I'd love to hear how this worked for you. But today, right now, we're just going to receive. So, I'm going to type the names we're going to be using. Oops. La. I'm going to type the first six names for the body and I'll explain them as we go. Again, it's just about receiving. So those are the first six for the trunk of the tree and now for the inner branches. And you can just refer to it. I'll be pronouncing them, but I'm just putting it here for you now. And we're not going to be saying ya or al or anything like that. We're just going to be saying the divine names for this particular protocol. Wahab Muhaymin. So I'll be walking you through it. But if you get stuck or lost, you can refer to, I just typed it in the chat. So, okay, thank you. So, okay, so let us begin. We're going to be doing 100 of each and it will go fast, be about 25 minutes and we'll be done. And it's just about receiving. You may just conk out. Some people just conk out because the light is so much. So, you know, and just trust whatever works for you. I'll just kind of go with it. It's important you do it in this order. And between each quality, each divine name, I'm going to be saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which means in the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful, and then the name. And again, I'll be giving you a handout on this stuff. So, you know, with the email, with the replay. All right. So I invite you again, sit back, relax, bowing your head to your heart. You want to chant with me or just receive it. the first six divine names will just be, let it just really fill the trunk of your tree, your body. You know, again, in the Sufi way, we always bring the light in. We don't travel out. This is not an out-of-body experience. This is fully human, fully alive. And the Sufis love, you know, always don't live up on a mountain. We work in the world. We bring this light into the world. So, but first for us. So just for the, before we begin, just state inside or write it down. What are you asking for? State your intention. I'm asking for a personal opening for blank. Really make it a prayer. Feel it. Feel what it would be like to have this. Feel your deep yearning. Ask for physical healing, you can ask for whatever it is. Beautiful. Okay, there's a lot of light, so it's already being answered. So now the first six divine names. First one is Allah. Next one is Hu. And then we'll be doing Hi, and I'll walk you through it. Then we'll be doing Wahid, which is the unity. Then Aziz, for your beautiful self-esteem and strength, standing in your truth. And then Wadud, the bringing in the love into your physical body. Okay. Okay, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Allah, Allah, Allah. Let the vowel sound go deep into your heart and soul, back towards your spine. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 just means the one who breathes us and made us. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah, trust the sound code. Allah, 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 relax your belly. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 let it fill you. Allah, Allah, your chalice. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Remember the sound opens the heart and soul. Allah, 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 Allah. Taking a deep breath, opening your shoulders, your chest. Next one is who cleans the blood, many secrets in this divine name of the divine. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, in the name of the divine, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Who, 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 and feel it vibrating in your chest. Who, 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 let it clean your blood. Who, 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 who. Bow your head to your heart. Don't try to understand. Just feel, receive. Who, 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 who. This is the name of the divine. Who, 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 taking another deep breath, grounding, being in positive expectation of the divine's generosity. The next name is Hai, which means the aliveness. Again, we're still in cleaning the body and just bringing all this light to heal physical body, the trunk of our tree. The alive is just like Lahayim, it's Hai. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, in the name of the divine, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hai, this also helps the kidneys, the adrenals, but just let it go into your heart. Hai, 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 hai. Hi, 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 hi. Just like breathe some aliveness into you. Hi, 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 into your legs too, into your kidneys. Hi, hi, stay grounded. Hi, hi, hi. Hi, 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 hi. Again, take a deep breath. sinking in even more deeply into your being, into the trunk of your tree, your divine tree, solid on this earth, lit up with all the divine names. Okay, the next divine name is Wahid, which means the one, the unity, bringing all the pieces and parts of you together, connecting in with the unity of all things. Wahid. Letting the Wah go, to, that's where the opening is. Bismillah Rahman Rahim, in the name of the divine, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Wahid. 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 Wahid, 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 Wahid. This beautiful light coming in, unity with all things. Wahid, 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 Wahid. Feel your legs, beautiful. Wahid, Wahid. Wahid. Take a deep breath. Again, just relaxing, sinking in ever more deeply. So we have two more for the trunk of your tree, for your physical body. The next is Aziz, our friend Aziz, the strength for your spine, for your self-esteem, for standing in you. Strong. Bismillah Rahman Rahim, in the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Aziz, 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 Aziz. Aziz, standing in the strength of you knowing you are a divine representative of the divine on this earth. Aziz, 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 Aziz. Trust whatever's coming in. There's some physical healing too. Aziz, 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 Aziz. Beautiful. And now we'll do Wadud, the love, the divine love, filling our hearts, the trunk of our tree with love, our divine body, every cell. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Wadud, 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 open to the love. Wadud, 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 filling your chalice, your cup of your heart with love. Yeah, Wadud, 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 Wadood, 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 Wadood.
So relaxing even more, going even more deeply, taking a deep breath. I'm going to have a sip of water before we do the next six that will take us deeper inside and letting the branches of our tree connect, let the angels connect and the guides and the saints and the holy beings and the divine one God spirit, all that is, to connect us with what we need to be connected with for what we asked for. So bowing more deeply. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Ibrahim Rasulullah, Musa Rasulullah, Isa Rasulullah, la salatullah, Musa Rasulullah, la salatullah. Okay, the next six for the inner branches. Traveling deeper inside. Next one's Haq. Haq, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Haq, 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 Haq.
Okay, beautiful. Going even more deeply. The next one is Qahar, Q-A-H-H-A-A-R, the all-pervading, the dominant. So let it just permeate our inner branches as it reaches out to connect us on the inner. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qahar, 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 Qahar. Qahar, 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 Qahar,
Kahar, 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 just trust. Kahar, 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 become the tree. Kahar, on the outer and the inner. Kahar, the holy tree. Kahar, 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 Kahar. Okay, deeper, deeper on the inner worlds as the angels and the divine beings and Allah connects you with all that is written for you. Qayyum is the next one. Qayyum. It's a self-subsisting. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Qayyum. Qayyum. And let the go right in. Qayyum. 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 Kayum, 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 Kayum. Okay, so the next three, we're going to be going deeper and deeper, quieter and quieter. This is where the real juice is. Be really gentle. Just let yourself travel and trust the quantumness of this group coming together with an intention. Next one is Wahab. God is the bestower of all gifts. And when he brings our gifts, he brings joy, enthusiasm. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. And all gifts are good. Wahab, 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 bestowing the answer to your request. Wahab, 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 Wahab. Wahab, 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 Wahab. Oh God, you are the bestower. Answer these beloved's prayers. Wahab, 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 stay grounded. Wahab, 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 Wahab.
Okay, just two more divine names. Next one's Muhaimin, the protector.
saying it very lovingly and caressing and feeling the protection coming around you as you dissolve into the tree that you are, the unity and the answer to your deep heart's request. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Muhaimin, 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 God, you are the protector. Muhaimin, 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 keep bowing your heads. Muhaimin, 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 Muhaimin. And now the last quality, Baas, B-A-A-S, as in sugar, I-T. Surrender, 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 dissolve. And just let your inner branches expand. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Disappear, just become the tree. Ba sit, ba sit, feel your pelvic floor and just let your inner dissolve, expand. Ba sit, ba sit, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ba sit, ba sit, ba sit, ba sit, ba sit. Ba sit, let go, let the divine. Ba sit, 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 ba sit. Ba sit, 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 Basset, 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 Basset. You are the expander. Basset, 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 Basset. Allahu Akbar. So now just take a moment just to sit, receive, receive, receive the light. So I'm going to close with the Fatiha, and if you're in a deep place, you want to hang up, just hang up after that. And if anybody wants to stay on, we can stay on. Thank you, beloveds. Thank you, Allah. Thank you, the Divine Mother, Father, Spirit, God, the angels, all the saints and holy beings and guides, prophets and cosmic beings that support us. We thank you for your help. We know that you've already connected us with what we asked for. May we recognize the signs, the inspirations, the intuitions, and be thankful for all the blessings. And may you be blessed. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ya Rabbi alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta alayhim. Ayyul Makdubi Alayhim Waladaleen. Amin, 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 Amin. So this is very deep. Just keep opening to the light. And again, if you want to just hang up, stay with the light. And Deborah, if you wouldn't mind turning off the recording in case anybody wants to talk, I'm just going to rather leave the recording as it is. In case anybody wants to re-listen.